a Henry Lawson selection. Written by Henry Lawson and read by Wynne Roberts, Don Barker, Roger Cardwell and Drew Forsyth.
There was a small hotel or shanty on the creek, on the main road, not far from the claim. Dave was desperate. The time flew much faster in his stimulated imagination than it did in reality, so he made for the shanty. There were several casual bushmen on the veranda and in the bar. Dave rushed into the bar, banging the door behind him. The retriever, finding the front door shut against him, had bounded round and in by the back way, and now stood smiling in the doorway leading from the passage, the cartridge still in his mouth and the fuse spluttering. The publican yelled, "That blanky retriever's, he's got a live cartridge in his mouth!" They all burst out of that bar, Tommy bounding first after one and then after another. For being a young dog, he tried to make friends with everybody. The bushmen ran around corners and some shut themselves in the stable. There was a new weatherboard and corrugated iron kitchen and washhouse on piles in the backyard, with some women washing clothes inside. Dave and the publican bundled in there and shut the door, the publican cursing Dave and calling him a crimson fool in hurried tones and wanting to know what the hell he came here for. The retriever went in under the kitchen, amongst the piles. But luckily for those inside, there was a vicious yellow mongrel cattle dog sulking and nursing his nastiness under there. A sneaking, fighting, thieving canine whom neighbours had tried for years to shoot or poison. Tommy saw his danger. He'd had experience from this dog and started out and across the yard, still sticking to the cartridge. Halfway across, the yellow dog caught him and nipped him. Tommy dropped the cartridge, gave one terrified yell and took to the bush. The yellow dog followed him to the fence and then ran back to see what he'd dropped. Nearly a dozen other dogs came from round all the corners and under the buildings. Spidery, thievish, cold-blooded kangaroo dogs. Mongrel sheep and cattle dogs. Vicious black and yellow dogs that slip after you in the dark, nip your heels and vanish without explaining. And yapping, yelping small fry. They kept at a respectable distance round the nasty yellow dog, for it was dangerous to go near him when he thought he'd found something which might be good for a dog or cat. He sniffed at the cartridge twice and was just taking a third cautious sniff when... When the smoke and dust cleared away, the remains of the nasty yellow dog were lying against the paling fence of the yard, looking as if he'd been kicked into a fire by a horse and afterwards rolled into the dust under a barrow and finally thrown against the fence from a distance.